Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
America is already suffering a food shortage, which can be felt by rising costs and emptying shelves at the grocery store. But this is a cakewalk. It's going to get much worse. The writing, as they say, is on the wall. Any reasonable person can see that this is all being done deliberately. Over 10,000 cattle just died, and we are told that it was due to 100-degree weather. And in just the past 17 months, nearly 100 disasters have mysteriously befallen the American food industry. Dozens of catastrophic fires burning down food processing plants, in multiple cases caused by small aircraft crashing into them. Thousands of tons of meat destroyed. Over 2 million turkeys have been destroyed. Over 40 million chickens have been destroyed. And with the rising cost of fuel, farmers are unable to harvest their crops. And it's only just beginning. Remember, Joe Biden promised he would shut down oil and gas.
I have one final
would
question.
Would he close down the oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close
it's
down
false.
The oil industry?
I have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I will
that's
transition.
A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time.
That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going to destroy the oil industry. Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context. But the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions. But, kiddo, I want you to just take a look, okay? You don't have to agree. Look in my eyes. I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to clock it.
They are making good with their radical promise, except there is no alternative energy plan. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to shut down all fossil fuel in this country. And not only will that stop people from driving, all public transportation, all shipping, and all industry will come to a halt. Millions will lose their jobs, and hundreds of millions will starve to death. Whether you like it or not, civilization is dependent upon oil and gas, and our government is turning it all off. We are also still suffering a baby formula shortage, and what little we do have is being sent to the open southern border for the tens of thousands of hungry foreigners being brought in unchecked and flown to already struggling cities across America. And after several countries suspended the Moderna vaccine for adults due to safety concerns, the United States FDA just unanimously voted to inject your infant children with the deadly shot. Your government is trying to kill you. And if anyone thinks this is hyperbole or fear-mongering, they are not paying attention, or they are in shock. The only solution we are being offered is to vote. Even though we have a rigged election system and two parties that work for the same corporate establishment. Starvation is coming fast, and people can only survive a few weeks without food. And so, what exactly will we do if the so-called red wave this November fails to turn the tide? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning, certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
The evidence of vaccine death and injuries is overwhelming to anyone capable of seeing past the mainstream media's hypnotic lies. The numbers tell us that the vaccines have already caused a 20% increase in deaths.
Now we have a run rate of about 20% excess mortality. That's confirmed by the CDC numbers, the funeral home numbers, and the insurance company numbers. And then somebody did an independent study I saw recently suggesting 20% is the number. So we're running at 20% excess deaths.
And a 10% increase in disabilities.
This is a stunning number. You're telling me that things have been flat for 5 years at 29 million, and all of a sudden now the data, they get 3 million people are disabled out of nowhere.
And now we are beginning to understand that this is just the beginning. Things are going to get much, much worse. Many of us have already seen the mysterious objects found in the vials of COVID vaccines by two separate independent groups using electron microscopy. We are also familiar with the rising number of strokes, heart attacks, and other side effects experienced worldwide after the biggest experimental vaccination in history. And now we are getting a first glimpse of what is causing all this. Something in the COVID vaccines seems to be growing within the recipient's vascular system. Anomalous objects are being discovered in the dead bodies of the vaccinated by embalmers and coroners. Horrific things being grown inside the veins and arteries. These are not blood clots, and they appear to be some sort of organic material with small crystals and extremely thin wires made up of what looks like reptilian scales. This internal blockage growing within the vaccinated would certainly explain all of the deadly side effects we are seeing today. What the mainstream media is currently spinning as sudden adult death syndrome. We do not know what these things are, but they are being found by embalmers and coroners everywhere. Except, pretty much all of them are too afraid to speak out, or they don't care. Only one has shown the courage to speak out so far, and this is the real tragedy. For those who remain silent, things will not get better. The FDA is poised to authorize these deadly vaccines to children as young as 6 months old, and humanity does nothing.
Today, we want to provide an update on a topic that I know many parents and grandparents are focused on: the potential for the first COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5. We have waited a long time for this moment.
Well, guys, here's some good news. The Biden administration has finally announced a vaccine rollout plan for children under 5, and they've ordered 10 million doses. That's great. Right now, kids are like, oh my gosh, we can finally meet up for drinks. Yep, as we speak, everyone in the lollipop industry is like, we're buying a yacht. Here we go. You get a lollipop, you get one. very exciting to hear a four-year-old scream, Facebook told me Bill Gates controls the vaccines.
Why should we deserve anything other than pain and suffering if we do nothing to protect our own children? Once those afraid of speaking out begin seeing their coroner tables filled with dead children, it will be too late. But it's not too late now. If you are an embalmer, a coroner, or a funeral director, and you are seeing these things, there is still time to save the lives of our innocent children. You can start now by contacting Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And happy Juneteenth. We appreciate that here in Texas. Let's just talk about the black community for a little while. The black community was thriving in 1964. They had a lot of problems. They were starting to be shipped off to Vietnam. There was a lot of racism. Police would beat them sometimes. Some police wouldn't. A lot of problems went on. And happy Juneteenth. We appreciate that here in Texas. You ought to thank the Republican president. You ought to thank God that at least somebody was half not evil and did what it took. And the evil Democrats tried to keep the slaves from being free, just like they tried to keep the little black kids out of school in the 60s here in Texas and Alabama and Arkansas and all over. Yes, they're the party of slavery. They've just put blacks now on the plantation of welfare and pretty much forced them to do it. But don't let me get sidetracked. What did they do to the African Americans? The Democrats, LBJ, and I'm here in the heart of LBJ country, the heart of his corruption and evil. And he was evil, very horrible man. What did they do to the blacks? Well, in 1964, and I like a lot of the reforms, giving them equal rights, but we didn't have to put them on plantations, which we've done now, and inner cities falling apart with not letting them have men in the houses, trying to destroy their cultures, what we've done. Only 22 to 23% of blacks were dependent on any form of government. That means the things they had like pseudo food stamps in 64, some forms of welfare, things, you know, soup lines and things government pushed. That's wonderful. I'm ready to pay for that. For whites and blacks and Hispanics or Asians, I don't care. In 1997, 91%, this is the government's own numbers, 91% of the African American community at one time or another gets one form of government assistance. I mean serious government assistance. And with the whites, it's around 45% now. So they're getting us on the plantation too. They don't look at it as a racial thing. They just see who it's more easier to corner and manipulate and attack. And they've attacked the black community, pump drugs into those communities, and allowed drugs to be sold in those communities. It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. But anyways, excuse me. So understand, that's the love. Crime has gone up over 3,000% in the black community since the mid-60s, and almost that in all other communities. Drug abuse, abortion. Abortion skyrocketed at the same time illegitimacy has. They're having lots of abortions, and they're also having lots of kids. I'm fine. I think it's fine for them to have kids. I think it's terrible for them to have all those abortions. I'm not a racist. I think African Americans should be able to have children. I just think they ought to be raised in schools where they're taught things and taught about how to be successful rather than taught by Jesse Jackson and people how to hate others and how to be losers and be part of the government serf system. Okay? That's what we're talking about. Government-sponsored racism and the media, the bureaus of propaganda, joining in on the racism, trying to get whites hating blacks hating whites, Hispanics hating blacks and whites and blacks hating Hispanics. We're all human beings, friends. We got the same blood in our veins. My genetics are the same as yours. Different pigment in my skin, different eye color, different hair. But they want to make us fixate on culture, not so we have a care of our culture. No, black culture is being destroyed. It's being torn out, and bureaucrats are replacing fathers and mothers. And that's the dream of the people that push big government. Well, my dad grew up in a relatively small town, and his dad was, you know, a farmer and rancher, pretty successful. He said black community was thriving then, owned the cleaners, owned a bunch of stuff, and there was black families with thousands of acres. You go there now, it ain't there. Because they come in, they destroyed all the black businesses, those thriving communities. They did that by taking incentive away, by destroying most of the average black people that used to buy things in those towns and getting them all on food stamps. How did that, and whites are on food stamps too, by the way, and the government's getting us on them more and more and every day. What did the government do to the blacks when slavery ended? They put them on a new thing, indentured sharecroppers, and they had to go to the company store and buy all their food there, and they didn't even get normal money, and the guy would write them little vouchers on pieces of paper. Same thing. Blacks are on this, and whites and Hispanics are on these, are in these big things now, but they really targeted the blacks horribly. They get them in there, they say no men in the house, just like in slave times, the men weren't allowed to marry the women because they didn't want leadership. A man takes command, they wouldn't have put up with it. You know, the black man wouldn't have put up with his family getting beat. So they kept the men in one area and the women in another area with the kids. And that still goes in our culture today. And that's what they want. They want to keep.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
spend your life with ExtendoVite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Harrison Smith. I'll just be sitting in for a few minutes. Alex is on his way. The return of Alex Jones is imminent, so fear not. He will be here very, very soon, but I'm sitting in for a few minutes in the meantime. I, of course, am the host of American Journal, the morning show here at InfoWars, and boy, if you didn't watch American Journal this morning, you missed out because it's our call-in show. We spend at least half the show taking calls every episode, and some of the callers today were just incredible, and it really is great to just be able to interact with the audience, but in case you missed it, you might want to go back and check it out. We had one caller named David from California who was actually a transgender individual and has talked about undergoing procedures at age 20 that he really regrets and has had something like 9 open heart surgeries because of the side effects of the Lupron and some of the other, I'm not sure if that was the one he was on, but the really intense drugs that they put you on to change your gender have horrific side effects. And he was calling in to sort of make the connection between the heart damage that the vaccine has been shown to do and the heart damage that the transgender, you know, the affirmation drugs can do, and sort of saying, you know, why do they seem so desperate to promote things that destroy your heart and what could be behind that? And we did a little talking about, you know, what it was like for him to be transgender and to sort of be, well, as he put it, he said, you know, I believe the lies and I fell for it, and he regretted it, and he has trouble walking now because of some issues in his legs from the transgender stuff. But it was a very interesting call, a very informative call, and some very interesting connections being made between the vaccine and the these weird chemicals they're trying to give to children. We had another caller named Tony from Denver who was talking about iodine and milk supply. She's had 5 kids in 5 years, and she's 25 years old, and was talking about how iodine was crucial in helping her breastfeed her children and how much more important that is now, especially if you can't rely on baby formula. But she also told a hilarious story about her husband being at a supermarket and making a joke about Michelle Obama actually being a man, and the high school cashier person heard him say it and was sort of like, wait, what are you talking about? And so the guy started pulling up some Alex Jones videos and some InfoWars articles going, yeah, you know, Michelle Obama, she might not be, she might be the first lady after all. She might be something else. And so then this kid gets intrigued. He starts looking into it. He realizes there's some validity to this. He ends up writing a paper for his school about it. The teacher refuses to grade him, gives him a failing grade because she says it's fake news. It's fake news. It's not true. You can't do it. And apparently, this is what Tony from Denver told us this morning when she called in. They ended up taking it to court, and the teacher got fired and lost their teaching license because of their behavior in this case about Michelle Obama's gender, her particular gender. So it was just a crazy story. You'll have to go back to this morning's episode to hear her tell it, but we're hoping the kid, the actual kid that wrote the story and was in the court case, calls in so we can get the full details on that. And then, of course, we had a caller who wanted to show off his InfoWars car, completely decked out in InfoWars sticker. It was awesome stuff. But we always hear great callers. We always get great insight from the InfoWarriors out there, and today was particularly interesting and informative. But of course, we spent a lot of time talking about the incredible news and headlines over this weekend, of which there is, oh, just an insane amount. And good news, I guess, for everybody that hates children, the COVID vaccine is now available for children. And It was approved unanimously by the FDA, 21 to 0, 21 people, zero, outliers in this, approving this COVID vaccine for 0 to 4-year-olds. Yes, before they've made one complete circuit around the sun, children may be injected with this experimental gene-altering spike protein-creating death shot, which is just incredible because America is not only the only country in the world that now authorizes COVID shots for infants, but most other countries don't even allow them for adults. FDA advisors just voted 21-0 to authorize Moderna's vaccine for children 6 months old to 5 years old. Germany, France, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland have all suspended the Moderna vaccine for people under 30 due to safety concerns. But the U.S., we will now be giving this product to infants. It is absolutely wild how this is taking place and how they're, I guess, getting away with it. I mean, I guess they're just relying on the willful ignorance of the American people who slavishly adhere to the dictates of the authorities without doing even a modicum of research, you know, outside of that. Just whatever, you know, God says they do. And in their case, you know, their God is this, you know, scientific, technocratic, hellish, authoritarian despotism that we're under right now. But some other news that came out this weekend, sort of ironically, coincidentally, at the same time that they're allowing little baby children to take this shot, we also learned that the COVID-19 vaccination temporarily impairs semen concentration and total motile count among semen donors. So they showed that, you know, the ability for people to reproduce may have been reduced by 15.4%. That's the sperm concentration decrease. And the motile count decreased 22.1%, so nearly a fifth down. So in case you were wondering, yes, it's basically confirmed now. If it's not on purpose, then there's just coincidentally and accidentally and serendipitously depopulation effects of this vaccine. It's just as horrific as you can possibly imagine. Story from heartgroup.org. FDA unanimously approves COVID vaccine for 0 to 4-year-olds. The FDA met on the 15th of June, and despite all of the evidence of non-efficacy from the infant Pfizer vaccine and still total lack of data on long-term harms, they voted to go ahead. In the last 18 months or anything to go by, the MHRA will soon follow, followed by a respectable few weeks by the JCVI. Indeed, vaccines for this age group is already listed for JCVI discussion. Before the UK regulators make any decision, they would do well to read a detailed letter to the FDA from Senator Robert F. Kennedy, who says it was depressing that the FDA meeting, none of the members pointed out that 2 months follow-up is totally inadequate for assessing safety, nor question the use of an antibody level as a measure of success. No specific level of antibody exists which provides protection against COVID, so how can this be used as a useful measure? For young children, much of their reduced risk from COVID arises from their superior innate immunity, and in the presentation to the FDA, Pfizer presented evidence that only antibodies produced in the children were the Wuhan spike, with no detectable antibodies to the Omicron spike. So doesn't help, doesn't stop you from getting COVID. And in fact, we'll show you on the other side here. We'll pull in the video during the break. But the Walensky, the CDC head, when she announced that vaccines were now available for children, she didn't even make the claim that it would stop them from getting COVID. It's acknowledged now and really undeniable. It does not stop you from getting COVID. It does not stop you from spreading COVID. Of course, we've known this since very, very early on, but it's worth it to reiterate, especially when the head of the CDC, in her celebration of being able to inject this into little baby children now, doesn't even make the claim that it can stop you from getting the virus. No, the claim she makes is that it'll stop you from getting the severe virus or from being hospitalized or from dying from the virus. But of course, we know that's not true. At least we know it's not true in the case of adults. You're more likely to get severe COVID if you've gotten the vaccine. That was the latest from the study last week. But we'll show you the videos on the other side where they're pushing it to kids. Stay tuned.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have a high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, the empire is on the run. The rebellion is growing stronger, and boy, things are changing. We'll talk about that in just a second, the way that some of the old school blue blood Republicans are running headlong into the bulwark of the new conservatives, the new Republican Party, people that are not satisfied with merely losing graciously, but actually want to win and push back and regain some semblance of common sense in this country, in our country. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we're talking about the fact that the FDA has now, over this weekend, unanimously approved the COVID vaccine for children 0 to 4 years of age, in complete contradiction to any other country, any other, you know, reasonable proceedings. I mean, you get the kids don't really get severe COVID, right? As a kid, you're not very likely to get COVID at all. If you do get it, it's not very likely to be severe. And hardly any children have died from it across the entire country. But that doesn't matter, apparently. They're going to start injecting kids with this horrific gene-altering poison that they call a vaccine. Of course, they had to change the definition in order to call it a vaccine, but they don't let little things like the definition of words or truth or reality get in the way of their mad, desperate drive towards depopulation and total control. And the kids are just the next step. In this case, step being like a giant stepping, crushing everyone underneath him. Well, now the children are in the shadow of that falling foot, and they will soon be crushed like the rest of us. And they're excited to announce this. Let's go to the CDC announcement for vaccines under five, and let's listen, let's pay attention, and tell me if you hear any claims that she makes. Because she doesn't claim that they won't get COVID. She doesn't claim that they won't spread COVID. No, she only makes one claim here, and it's a tenuous and dishonest one. So here she is, Rachel Walensky, CDC.
I know many parents with very young children have been anticipating this day. We now know, based on rigorous scientific review, that the vaccines available here in the United States can be used safely and effectively in children under five. Vaccinating young children is a critical opportunity to protect them against hospitalization and death from COVID-19. Parents, I strongly encourage you to get your children vaccinated.
Parents, I strongly encourage you to not get your children vaccinated. So, I don't know. You can either go with her, the head of the CDC, and all of her, you know, righteous power, or just, you know, InfoWars, the outlet that's been right about everything the entire time. But notice, she didn't say protect your child from COVID, stop your child from getting COVID. No, she said stop your child from severe COVID and hospitalization and death from COVID. It's somewhat ironic, however, because we did cover the story last week that showed that severe COVID in this particular and very wide-ranging study did not occur in the unvaccinated. It only occurred in the vaccinated. So that was their last, like I said, tenuous, their last thread they were clinging on to try to justify why this vaccine could possibly be a good idea. And of course, it was largely non-falsifiable, right? You can't have it both ways. So that's why you had people saying, well, I've got COVID, but it would have been worse if I didn't get the vaccine. Well, you can't know that. It's impossible to know. It's impossible to falsify. You can't have the same person with the same infection in two different forms, vaccinated and unvaccinated. It doesn't work. So they just made this assertion, and you couldn't really prove them wrong. But they went through and they looked at a whole bunch of data, hundreds of thousands of people, and they actually found that severe COVID didn't happen in unvaccinated people. It only happened in vaccinated people. So that was the severing of that last thread of justification for the COVID vaccine. But again, that didn't stop them. Now they're pushing it on children. But she made another claim there. She used another term that I'd like to drill down on, and that was the rigorous testing. Oh, rigorous, was it? Was it rigorous? Maybe this is another word that they've changed the definition for. I don't know. Because the Heart Organization, H-A-R-T, came out with this video about the method by which these vaccines were tested and the absolute failure for these tests to adhere to any sort of scientific discipline or principles or legitimacy. So let's hear now how these tests went when they were testing the vaccine, see if it could be injected in little children. They got 4,500 kids together to test on. That's a pretty big sample size. Let's see how it worked out. Here's a doctor from the Heart Foundation to tell us.
I'm Dr. Claire Craig. I'm a diagnostic pathologist, and I'm co-chair of the Heart Group. And I want to take you through the evidence that Pfizer just presented to the FDA on the 6 month to 4-year-old children. There's an awful lot about this trial that has shocked me, and I think will shock you too. The trial recruited 4,526 children aged from 6 months to 4 years old. 3,000 of these children did not make it to the end of the trial. That is a huge number. Two-thirds of them. Why was there this drop-off? That needs to be answered. And without an answer to that, on that basis alone, this trial should be deemed null and void. So what did the trial show? Well, they defined severe COVID as children who had a slightly raised heart rate or a few more breaths per minute. There were 6 children aged 2 to 4 who had severe COVID in the vaccine group, but only 1 in the placebo group. So on that basis, the likelihood that this vaccine is actually causing severe COVID is higher than the likelihood that it isn't. There was actually 1 child who was hospitalized in this trial. They had a fever and a seizure. They had been vaccinated. So now let's turn to what they defined as any COVID. And what they did was to utterly twist the data. They vaccinated the children and they waited 3 weeks after the first dose before the second dose. In that 3-week period, 34 of the vaccinated children got COVID and only 13 in the placebo group, which worked out as a 30% increased chance of catching COVID in that 3-week period if you were vaccinated. So they ignored that data. And then there was an 8-week gap between the second dose and the third dose, where again, children were getting plenty of COVID in the vaccine arm, so they ignored that data. There was then 7 weeks after the third dose, which they also ignored, which meant that in the end, they had ignored 97% of the COVID that occurred during the trial. And they just looked at tiny numbers, so tiny. In the end, they were comparing 3 children in the vaccine arm who had COVID with 7 in the placebo arm. And they said that this showed the vaccine was effective.
That was the rigorous testing that it went through. Totally insane that it actually went forward. But of course, what you just heard and the description of the way that this test was carried out is not very different than the original tests for the vaccines for adults. And you can go back and see the way that these tests were carried out to recognize once again they were more or less completely, if not falsified, very bent in their interpretation of the information. And yet the FDA unanimously approves it. Really should make you start asking questions as to whose interests they have in mind. Is this the type of thing that your pediatric doctor would push on your child with these very, very strange, you know, testing procedures that are taking place? You really have to spread that video. Get that out and let people know that that is the type of testing that's done before they inject something into your child's arm. It's, in my opinion, criminal. Completely criminal in the way it's all come together. But of course, we've been on this for the entire time. We have been warning people about the inevitable consequences of all of these policies since it all began. And I hope that you can support our mission to continue to tell the truth and continue to search out the facts in a sea of misinformation and lies that we are continually served by the mainstream media. If you want to support us, we make it easy to do. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, make a purchase. Get Survivor Shield X2. It's now on sale for 40% off. You can get it in a combo pack, 3 items for 50% off or 4 items for 60% off. Buy more, you save more in a very real sense. And of course, you never know what Survivor Shield X2 is going to do for you. It's different for every person, but we know you're probably lacking iodine. You can get
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're watching The Alex Jones Show. I am your host, Harrison Smith. Host the American Journal in mornings, each and every weekday morning, 8 to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, band.video, infowars.com. It's our call-in show, and boy, do we get a lot of interesting callers. And that was one of the things I was mentioning at the end of that last segment. You never know what iodine is going to do for you. And, you know, I'm not making any claims here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying any of this or all of this will happen to you, but in my own personal life, I've had friends and family have just the craziest experience with iodine. I had one friend that said he started sleeping an hour less every night. Other friends who say they have chronic pains or chronic conditions that clear up as soon as they start taking iodine. We had a caller this morning who said she ran out of iodine at one point because it was not in stock at the InfoWars store anymore, and her milk supply dried up, and she wasn't able to breastfeed her children as well because she didn't have iodine. Apparently, it was the lack of iodine that did that to her. That was her personal observation. And so what you do know is that you're not getting enough iodine. You know that it's been denuded from the soil. You know you're not getting the vitamins and minerals that you need. Even if you eat like a rabbit and eat nothing but salads all day, guess what? Those vegetables have been grown in soil that is completely depleted of its nutrients. So you need to supplement no matter how healthily you eat. And when you get Survivor Shield X2, you never know what effect it's going to have. But I can almost guarantee you that you're not getting enough iodine, and you will notice the effects when you start taking it. And it'll improve your life. You just really can't tell how it'll improve it until you get the Survivor Shield X2. And the bottle looks small, and it is a small bottle, but the serving size is like one or two drops. So it's actually weeks worth of X2 there, weeks worth of iodine supplementation with Survivor Shield X2, even in that small bottle, because you aren't taking a full eyedropper every time. That's too much. It's too strong. You just need a drop or two with a glass of water, and that's all you need to get the iodine that you're not getting from the food that you eat. And again, with a caller this morning, some pretty great stories about how iodine has helped her in her life. Find out how it'll help you in your life. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get the iodine that your body needs. With that, let's talk about some other stuff. There's some interesting stories that I didn't get to cover this morning because they're just sort of interesting. It's a collection of stories that I actually found this weekend that I think all kind of go together. There's a tweet from the Twitter account, A New Radical Centrism, that's showing the depression or stress index scores among white respondents. These are all white people, I guess. And you have very liberal on the left here, somewhat closer to liberal, or somewhat or closer to liberals than neither, then somewhat and closer to conservatives or very conservative. And you can see that one of these is not like the other, as A New Radical Centrism points out. In other words, the very conservative, somewhat conservative, and neither all have a negative value in that they are less likely to be depressed or stressed or to report themselves as depressed or stressed, whereas the very liberal side of things, significantly higher, 0.43 compared to negative 0.25 for very conservative. In other words, for some reason, liberals are way, way more likely to be depressed. I think it's sort of a chicken and the egg sort of thing. I don't know if because you are have a tendency to be depressed that you might be more liberal, or that your liberal worldview is so warped and out of touch with reality that your brain rebels at your cognitive dissonance and causes you to feel repressed. I don't know. I don't know which one it is. I like the first response to this. Katie Faust on Twitter says, "A worldview that is incompatible with reality can't help but produce stress and anxiety." And someone responds to that saying, "Oh, Kathy." That's the response, right? "Oh, Kathy." It's like, well, is she wrong? But is she wrong, though? But what other reason would there be for all of this? Now, we know that Biden's approval is the lowest of his presidency and the lowest of any president ever, setting records in that way. But, of course, it's low not because people necessarily don't like him or the way that he comports himself or the way that, you know, he behaves, but it's more in terms of kind of like the chart that we showed a second ago. Everybody's depressed. Everybody's sad. Nobody can afford any things anymore. Everything is just getting tangibly worse, noticeably less comfortable, less nice. And my wife even noticed this yesterday. She said, you know, there's a lot of people I talk to these days that I would have never expected it. But, oh, yeah, thank you, Atlantic. There's more to life than being happy. Okay, sorry. I thought maybe happiness was some sort of measure of success. But, no, I'm learning that it's not. I'm learning that if I'm not happy, it's because there's a chemical imbalance in my brain and I need to be medicated, possibly forcibly, but certainly at the request or demand of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, who are telling me that all own nothing, have no privacy, and be happy. Well, how do you think that works? Drugs. It's called drugs. Conservatives find life more meaningful than liberals, of course. But no, everything's getting worse. My wife even knows, she said, people who you never would expect it, they're all talking about moving to the country these days. And it's almost like they won't admit why. They won't admit that everything's getting worse. It's like asking a duck why he flies south for the winter. He doesn't know. He's not making a choice in this matter. It's just what he feels like doing at this time. And honestly, I think like young people, you know, people around my age, 30-year-olds, just like, you know, I think I might want to go live in the country. I think maybe I think it'd be fun. Live in a small town. I think it'd be really cool. And it's like, oh, why? Is it because the policies that you vote for have destroyed the city that you live in, and now you're scared and are running away from the chaos you've created? Is that what it is? Like, I don't think it's a conscious thing. I think it's just sort of instinctual. They're just like, you know, like a herd. The herd is moving out to the country, and so all the herd animals just sort of go along with it, and they don't really know why. But if they were to actually think about it, they would obviously recognize, well, everything is chaotic in the cities, and there's crime out of control, and there's homeless people doing drugs and, you know, having seizures in front of your preschool, and it's not nice or comfortable, and all of the benefits of the city are not worth the costs and the taxes. I mean, talk about costs. I mean, my God, you can't afford it anymore. So everybody's being forced out. It's sort of just white flight 2.0, right? White people used to live in the cities, then they made the suburbs. Now the suburbs are being destroyed, so they're moving out. And I don't think it's a racial thing necessarily. I think it's a crime thing. I think it's a collapse thing. I think it's a drug thing and a criminality thing and a liberal government thing that's happening. But everybody's noticing this because everything's getting worse, because everything is more expensive, because nothing works quite right. Because the government can't get its act together, because it's not focusing on the right things, because it's much more interested in, you know, what, I don't know, but making lynching illegal than actually trying to stop the fentanyl flow across the border. It's just, we're in a state of total collapse. And so, of course, this is being reflected in the presidential polls of people being unhappy. But another poll has found that half of Americans rank moral values in the country as poor. This story can be found at InfoWars.com. A new Gallup poll has found that 50% of Americans rank moral values in their country currently as poor, with only 13% saying that those values are good. 37% rate moral values as fair, but only 1% rate them as excellent. Who is that 1%? Who is the 1% of Americans who watches the American news and goes, everything's going great? Our moral compass is right on target these days. Is it, though? Is it? Yeah. Not at all. But, of course, simultaneous with this, and corresponding to this, from the postmillennial, Americans' belief in God hits a new low. Religion is ubiquitous in the United States, but a new Gallup poll shows belief in God is declining, especially among the younger generation. Those who identify as left-wing show the sharpest decline. Yes, I think that sentence is kind of true for everything. Those who identify as left-wing show the sharpest decline in mental capacity, in happiness, in ability to run things, in safety. It's all in decline now for the leftists. Unfortunately, they're dragging us all down with them. However, for married conservatives, there's been essentially no change since the poll has last taken. Belief in God is relatively similar across race and gender. However, there are marked differences when it comes to age, political ideology, and party affiliation. Only 68% of people 18 through 29 said they believed in God, compared with 88% of those 50 to 64 and 87% of the 65-plus crowd. So the younger you skew your audience, the less religious they are, the less happy they are, the less in tune with reality and nature that they are. Because you have to understand that God is nature, and when you're out of whack with God, you're out of whack with nature, you're floating, disconnected from anything real, tangible, or legitimate, and you are trapped in a demon's dream, right? You're trapped in a illusion that has been crafted for you by people who despise you. So, of course, you're going to be unhappy. Of course, it's going to all seem confusing and chaotic and out of control, because it is, on purpose. Because belief in God, just like adherence to nature, makes you more difficult to control. So if they can destroy the family, destroy the God, and destroy your connection to other human beings in the natural world, then you are just a perfect mold for a new neo-feudal serf, a slave in the globalist system.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.